The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome, radio friends. This is Thursday. It's August the 8th, and we've got one guest today, Lorenzo Lawson, Youth Empowerment Zone. And Lorenzo was on with us, I think, about 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm so glad you came back
to talk
to us again. You know, you can't pick up the newspaper, turn on the television that we don't hear about crime, shootings that are taking place, violence, in the city of Columbia. I remember when I came to town 44 years ago, that was unheard of.
Exactly.
Things have changed, and it almost appears as if they're changing daily or weekly.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before, but what is it that we as citizens can do to help reduce this? And I know dealing with youth, young people, is what you do. And mm-hmm. you're trying your darndest
sure.
to make a difference with
exactly.
the Youth Empowerment Zone.
Exactly. Well, you know, as I always tell everyone, that this is a multiplex issue. So it's going to take more than just one solution. If I had the solution, I probably would be rich. But as we look around the country, this is not just happening here. It's happening all over the country.
It is. But when it hits your town, your area,
mm-hmm.
it makes you stop and think.
Sure.
You say, wait a minute. This shouldn't be going on in Columbia. Something like this happens in maybe St. Louis
yes.
or maybe Kansas City or Chicago or New York City,
exactly.
but not Columbia, Missouri. But it's happening in Columbia, Missouri.
And see, that have been the problem for us, I'm concerned, because that have always been our thought. This ain't going to happen in Columbia. So we have never did anything to really prepare ourselves for this type of stuff. And what am I talking about? Well, you know, these kids, and most of them are young people that are committing these crimes, and they are economically based. If I can't get a job, if I can't make a living, then the only industry that is harmed for people like me is the drug industry. With the drug industry comes violence. You know.
So you feel that the majority of this crime is drug related?
Well, I feel that it's economically related. Cause robberies, as you're seeing, there's bank robberies going on, there's shooting, and a lot of it is drug related. And there's also what we have learned, gangs.
Yeah.
And they form gangs for that purpose. It's an enterprising purpose, a purpose of being with a group that's like me, that understands what I'm going through, and here's a solution.
So you form a gang. But just imagine what good could be done if you could get to these young people before they make this commitment to the gang and say, wait a minute, there is a better way. There is hope out there if you will just apply yourself. And that's what you're trying to do with the Youth Empowerment Zone.
Exactly. Our program is set up to help them get job training. We place them with mentors, and we actually get them jobs.
Do you go out on the street and take some of these young people who have been committing crimes, that you know have been committing crimes,
yeah.
and sit them down and say, listen to me, if you keep going this way, you're heading down a dead-end street.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to turn your life around.
Yeah.
But how do you reach somebody? How do you communicate with someone?
Well, my staff is, our organization is what we call, it's not the usual organization. My staff, they will meet the youth where they are. My youth development person goes down to Douglas Park, to the the Midnight Hoops, wherever we find that they're gathering, we go to them. We want them to see that we're out there and we're not afraid of them, but at the same time, we're there for them. And we pass out our information. We also go to the jails. We go into the jails. And just in the last couple of years, we've been invited into the middle schools, and we're going to start going into the grade schools.
Going into the grade schools?
We got to reach them early, Paul. If we don't reach them, the gangs will. That criminal element will.
They're going to reach them in the grade schools?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Definitely, they'll reach them. These kids are growing up listening to what is called gangster rap. It's in their household. It's in their culture. So it's been inundated into their minds that this is...
And they think that's the only way of life there
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
They feel that that's the only way of life, that they are seeing it, living it at a young age, and they feel they're basically trapped unless someone comes in and intervenes.
Exactly. And see, when you think that this is the only way, and this is the only way you have lived your life, and that's all you see around you, your older siblings and those other, this is the route. They go to prison, they come out, you know, and we go to prison, so we make it out of a positive. Mm. Now, you know, prison is not seen as a negative for these kids. In fact, they know, this is what they say, well, I know I'm going to have to do a bit.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to have food and shelter.
Shelter,
over there.
And they come out.
If somebody wants to join your organization or help out, and it's a tough job.
Exactly.
It's a tough job and not... what do they do?
Well, you can call us at 573-256-1896.
That's 256-1896.
Exactly.
And this is if you got the feeling that you want to help, you got to have some guts to do this too.
Or you can be a mentor. You can be a right now we're looking at expanding because our program expanding, and we got the Atkins group that is going to allow us to get a facility that the old Boys and Girls Club used mm-hmm. to have over on 1002 Faye Street, and we're going to need some help renovating that.
Okay, so if people want to help with the renovation, they can call that number?
They can call that number.
And give the number again?
It's 573-256-1896.
Okay. You know, Lorenzo, we're out of time, but my goodness, you could do an hour special talking about youth empowerment, Zone. I appreciate everything that you're doing. I appreciate you coming and visiting with us and sharing this information with the community.
Thank you, Paul.
Because there are people out there who are trying to make a difference, and you're one of them.
We got to.
Thank you very much, Lorenzo.
Thank you,
please
sir.
Come back again.
I will.
All right. Our tomorrow, book author Tim O'Meara is on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a good morning and afternoon. See you tomorrow.